Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Gittin, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Ches. So, says the Mishnah, Miniach peiros yos mafresh lein shumah l'maisos. If a person put aside some peiros, in order to be mafresh, part of it is truma meiser for produce that he has somewhere else. Meaning he has a certain amount of grain in his house that trumas meisers have not been taken from, so that some of that could be used as truma meiser whenever he wants to be mafresh for tevel that he has elsewhere, so that he doesn't have to go to all these different places to be mafresh in that location. So whenever he wants to eat, he could just say, okay, this amount of grain that's in my house is going to be the truma on the grain that I have in front of me here in this particular warehouse. And you can keep the cheshbon that way. Mostly as mafresh lein meiser sheni, or if he puts aside money in order to designate some of that money every now and then as a pidyon of meiser sheni, because halach is meiser sheni, you're allowed to be poder for money and then bring the money to Yerushalayim. So mafresh lein meiser sheni kayamin, you can keep on doing that with the assumption that the produce that you put aside is still there, or that the money, in the case of the meiser sheni, that you put aside is still there. You don't have to it doesn't have to be in front of your face to know that it's there. Im avdu, but if then you went back to check on the payroll, so you went back to check on the money, and you see that they're not there, harei zechoshish meisle es. When do you assume that they were lost? When do you assume that they were gone? Only in the last 24 hours. So whatever meiser sheni were poder, whatever chumas meisers you were mafresh, in the last 24 hours is no good. The stuff is still tevel, but whatever was before 24 hours ago is good. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, that is the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shlosh ha'prakim bot k'nasayayin, there are three times a year that you have to check wine that you had designated for Truma or Meiser to make sure that it's still wine and that it hasn't soured and turned into vinegar, because you cannot use vinegar as maestros for Yayin. So three times you got to check on the freshness of the wine. Number one, b'kadim shal notzaya chag, the time that the east wind blows right after Sukkot. Number two, b'otzas smadar, when the blossoms fall off the vine of the grapes that are growing on the vine. And number three, b'shnas k'nisas mayim baboser, that the time that the liquid develops in unripe grapes, that you're able to squeeze some liquid out. So that's when wine is very likely to turn into vinegar. Those are the times that, for whatever reason, wine is likely to turn into vinegar, so you need to check that. So that's what the Chum said, that those are the three times that you need to check if you're going to be relying on the fact that there's still wine there. Moving ahead now to Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. So a guy sends a get to his wife. The halacha is that they're divorced as soon as she receives the get. So can you back out before she actually receives the get? Someone sends a get to his wife and he catches up to the shliach before the shliach delivered the get. Or maybe he personally didn't catch up to the shliach, but he sent another shliach to catch up to the shliach. And he says to him, get shanasati lucha batalu. The get that I gave you should be batal. It's no longer, I'm voiding it. So he's able to void the get. The get had not yet been executed. Of the husband went to his wife before the shliach ever got there with the get, or sheshalach etzla shliach, or he sent another shliach to go to the wife before the shliach ever arrives with the get. Va'amarle get sheshalach dilayich batalu, and he tells the wife that the get is void. Hareza batal. That also is a valid way to void the get. But imishi giyah get liyada. If any of these things happen, he finally catches up with the shliach or with the wife after she already received the get, shuveni ochel levatel. Well, then he can't be mevatel it anymore because it's too late. They're already divorced, so he can't undivorce her by being mevatel a get that's already been executed. So let's review what we learned today. In Parak Gimel, Mishnah Ches, we said that someone who leaves peiros aside to rely on for chumas and maestros, or money aside to rely on to be poda maestros sheni, you can assume that they're still around. And if you ever go back and check on them and you see that they're gone, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua says you can assume that they were only gone for the last 24 hours. And Rabbi Yehuda just mentioned that if you're relying on wine, there are three times a year that you need to check to make sure sure the wine is still fresh and that it has not turned into vinegar. Paragdal in Mishnah Aleph, we said that if someone sends a get to his wife and he catches up with the shliach, or he sends another shliach to catch up with the shliach in order to void the get, as long as it has not yet been delivered, you can do so. You can similarly catch up with the wife before she ever receives the get in order to void the get. What you cannot do is catch up with them after the get has already been delivered. At that point, it's too late and the get is already executed. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Dalid, Mishnah Beis.